Chris Country.
It's Chris Country Weekly. We're very lucky to have country singers pop in from time to time and chat with us and play some songs. And this is one of those times. And it's a guy who must play more gigs in the UK than pretty much any other country artist. You'll see his name all over the place, and for good reason as well. It's great to have him along. Gary Quinn, welcome to Chris Country Weekly.
Thanks very much, Chris. It's great to be here.
You must have slept in so many hotels on so many floors all over the place. You're constantly gigging.
I am, yeah. It's for me, it's just really important to get the music out there, really. That's the main drive behind it, you know. And I'll not say some of the places I've ended up sleeping, you know. But it's, I think, yeah, it's just important to get around it as much as possible, rather than kind of being specific to one area. But I enjoy it, you know. I don't mind my own company now and again, travelling up and down the country, so it's been good.
And you've played with some pretty good names over the years as well.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate, you know, going back to even in Ireland there, where I'm from in Oma, I got up to open for Colin Ray when he'd done a bit of a tour there, which was the first real taste I think I had of getting into performing live and getting my own songs out there. And that gave me the bug to do a lot of things in Belfast with Belnash Songwriters Festival, and the calibre of act they were getting in and allowing me to support the likes of Clint Black and Bill Anderson, and you know, I've been very fortunate that way. That's opened doors to then try it over here in the UK. Laurie Gatlin, Gene Watson, all those guys, it's been great.
And it feels like there's a real UK country scene community at the moment. You know, I see you on lineups with Dexeter or Raintown or Luke and Mel, all these artists who are almost collaborating to make country work in the UK.
Yeah, and I think that's an ethos that we all have. Very much from the onset, you know, when Raintown started doing things over here and got me involved early on to open for them, that was very much a discussion that was had. It was very much, we're going in the one direction where we need everybody pulling that way, and should you hear of anybody that's of quality, let them know what we're doing. I'm not saying we're responsible for any of this, but what we are saying is that anybody we've come into contact with, we've become friendly with, and we want the scene to work, not just for us. We want to see it work for everyone as well coming behind us. There's a few leading the way with the likes of Ben and Chrissy from the Shires and Ward Thomas and Raintown. And it's very much that, you know, we don't mind who's leading so long as they're doing a good job and the quality's good. And this community feel is very much something that we'd have all witnessed and seen out in Nashville.
Well, we want to find out all about your In the Round tour in a few moments' time that you're doing with Luke and Mel and a whole host of special guests as well. But you've brought an acoustic guitar with you. Let's have the first of a couple of songs. What can we persuade you to play for us?
Yeah, I'm going to do a song called I Forgot About You for you guys right now. And it was really born out of those people, or if you've ever had a situation where you've seen a loved one, somebody that you used to love, with somebody else, and you just want to keep your head held high, but deep down you're hurting. I think that's really the ethos behind that song.
Brilliant. Here we go.
Well, it's been a while since I've seen that smile. Now you wear it for someone else. Hey, that's cool, 'cause I'm over you. At least that's what I told myself. But as our eyes met, waves of regret came washing over me. I didn't look away, just hid my pain, 'cause I need you to believe. I forgot about you until I saw you standing there. I forgot about you and every moment that we shared. But hard as I try, girl, I can't deny, nobody else compares. There's not a memory with anyone new that even comes close to the ones I forgot about you. Seeing you now reminds me how we love to waste a Sunday afternoon. Made me reminisce about that sunset kiss floating high on that hot air balloon. Which brings me back to the night you packed, leaving behind your ring. Girl, just ignore this tear in my voice, 'cause it don't mean a thing. It don't mean a thing. I forgot about you until I saw you standing there. I forgot about you and every moment that we shared. But hard as I try, girl, I can't deny, nobody else compares. There's not a memory with anyone new that even comes close to. No, there's not a memory with anyone new that even comes close to the ones I forgot about you. I forgot about you.
Fantastic. Thank you, Gary. That's, I guess there's, you can get that on iTunes or your website or wherever people want to.
That's right. Yeah, all available for download and all the good sites and direct from my own site, yeah.
Fabulous stuff. And if that's enticing people to see you live, then there's this tour coming up called In the Round, which Chris Country is involved with. Yourself and Luke and Mel as well, and some special guests. But tell us a bit about this In the Round concept and how it differs from maybe other gigs that you've been doing.
Okay, yeah. It's something that we're really, really excited about. We think it's kind of unique in the sense of it. The UK acts are coming together to put on this type of show. But the In the Round essentially is something that we've seen happen in Nashville. And I've worked with the Belfast Nashville Songwriters Festival now for the last 5 years. And a lot of their concerts and shows are based around this In the Round theme. So really what you've got is whatever acts are on the bill are all on stage at the one time in a half moon crescent type shape. And they just take turns and singing their songs and talking about their songs and giving the inspirations and stories behind why those songs were written. And like I say, then singing them. And once you become familiar with the people that you're working with, if you do it often, you start to jam along. And songs take on their own different vibe, and we really want to include the audience with that. It feels very relaxed, quite intimate, and very much like, you know, inviting somebody into your own front room for that show. And we've done a couple before in and around Manchester. We've done some in London, and everybody's talked about how they enjoyed them, and it was a different spectacle for the audience. We're really excited about it.
So it's your own version of dueling pianos.
Yeah, pretty much. A bit more relaxed, but good.
And you're playing London, Manchester and Glasgow. Luke and Mel with you on all three dates.
That's right, yes. It's generating some interest now, and thankfully the tickets are going well.
Fantastic stuff. Well, I want to find out if there's any truth in the rumour of a new album on the way, possibly at some point, but why don't we have another song first? What else can you play for us?
Yeah, I'm going to do something a bit different now, a bit more up-tempo. This little song called On Your Way Out. To hear the proper story behind that one, I think people need to come along to the show and find out. There's quite a funny story behind that one. But yeah, here we go.
Awesome. Here we go. On Your Way Out.
You say I'm the type that can do no right for doing something wrong. As you pack up all your things into your Chevrolet, had enough, you want someone to treat you like I don't. But before you leave, won't you please hear what I gotta say? Make sure the door don't hit you on your way out. I wouldn't wanna give you something else to moan about. I won't miss the way you scream and shout. So make sure the door don't hit you on your way out. I know in the past played loose and fast, but what you see is what you get. And your idle threats won't bring me to my knees. But if your intent to implement the parting of our ways, so you'll remember me, here's some advice for free, and comes with no apologies. Make sure the door don't hit you on your way out. Wouldn't want to give you something else to moan about. I won't miss the way you scream and shout. So make sure the door don't hit you on your way out. Seems your day has finally come. Your offer to leave is a welcome one. And just so now you're clear that we're done. Make sure the door don't hit you on your way out. I wouldn't want to give you something else to moan about. I won't miss the way you scream and shout. Make sure the door don't hit you on your way out. Make sure the door don't hit you on your way out. Make sure the door don't hit you. It sure would be a shame if it hit you. Make sure the door don't hit you on your way out.
On your way out, Gary Quinn. Gary, thank you for bringing your guitar in and playing it.
It's always
nice to have some acoustic stuff. Though you must travel with your guitar with you everywhere.
I do indeed, yeah.
So there's another album on the way?
Yeah, hoping so. You know, it's the songs are there. It's just a matter, I suppose, of getting the backing and the funding together to get those out there and making sure that the plan is set in motion, that it doesn't conflict with anything else and that you can get a good run at it.
Awesome. We'll be watching out for that. And with all this drive around the country and going to the festivals and the gigs and all the things that you do, you must have a very understanding family.
I do indeed, yeah. They are. They're very, very understanding. You know, we're a young family too, with two young kids. And my wife Emma is very supportive in that. And it takes a toll. It really does, you know. And that's something I'm very thankful for at home, is that I've got that support, got that foundation to go out and do it.
How old are the kids?
Nathan is 3.5 and Niamh is 7 months old, so still pretty young.
Wow, so not playing any chords yet?
No, Niamh not just yet, but Nathan likes to pick up the guitar now and again. He calls it my air guitar, which is really funny.
Brilliant stuff. Well, we've got all the tour dates on our website for In The Round. Just go to the website, click on Gig Guide at the top to see where Gary and Luke and Mel are playing. Tell us where people can find your music online.
Yeah, if they go direct to my website, all the www.garyjp.co.uk. You'll have all the information there and the music and links to it, and you can get it on iTunes, on Amazon, etc., all the usual sites. So yeah, pretty much the hotbed for that would be my own website.
Brilliant stuff. So three great shows there. If you can get to one, do so. If you can't, well, check out Gary's music online at the website. And thank you so much for spending some time to come and chat with us and play for us as well.
Not at all, Chris. It's been a pleasure as always, and good seeing you again.